You're listening to SBS News.
As they lifted the last of Australia's lockdowns, state leaders were quick to remind Australians that soon all of the country will have to learn to live with COVID-19. So does that mean an inevitable sudden rise in case numbers? Sydney University infectious diseases expert Professor Robert Boy says higher case numbers are all but inevitable as Australia reopens, but those cases will mostly be far less severe.
These are both exciting but scary times too, because we will get more case numbers as people mix more in schools, in the community, in the workplace. Because we have fantastic vaccination rates, especially in the at-risk populations, the kind of people who will get sick are younger, much less likely to be hospitalised. If they are hospitalised, they're much less likely to require intensive care, and they'll probably only be in for a few days instead of many people who are elderly with COVID ending up in hospital for weeks.
Various leading scientists have tried to predict what that caseload may be. The Doherty Institute's modelling that informed the federal roadmap to reopening said if the country were to reopen at 70% vaccination coverage with partial public health measures, Australia could expect nearly 386,000 cases and 1,400 deaths over 6 months. However, in the almost 3 weeks since New South Wales lockdown ended, Dr. Boy says those predicted high case numbers have not yet eventuated.
The modelling has tended to overestimate the number of cases and the number of deaths. We certainly have got to a good position in New South Wales because essentially the pandemic has started to burn itself out. The number of cases who are susceptible is getting so few, either because they're vaccinated or they're naturally immune.
So, if and when those cases do rise, how will our health system react? Around the country, there were already 2,183 staffed intensive care beds. Earlier this month, hospitals confirmed they could add another 3,440 beds if required, but only 383 of them would be adequately staffed due to workforce constraints. Australian Medical Association Vice President Dr. Chris Moy says every person who is fully vaccinated is one less person who should end up in hospital with COVID-19, even if they do get a breakthrough infection.
We really haven't seen the full effect of opening up and what will happen after a period of time of first up reduced restrictions with COVID in the community, New South Wales, but also opening up the borders. So there's still some uncertainty in regards to that. It'll be less about watching the COVID numbers and less about the vaccination numbers. It's all going to be about what we have to do to maintain a level of COVID in the community that doesn't overwhelm the health system.
Dr. Moy says the health systems in COVID-affected states like New South Wales and Victoria would likely come under greater pressure as they now have to clear a backlog of non-COVID patients.
You've also got to keep in mind that the health system looks after everything else. It looks after everybody who's with heart attacks and strokes. And also, we're actually in a terrible position now that to some degree, for many of the COVID-affected states, there's a lot of delayed care. That means people have had their operations and other treatment put back, and now they're going to have to be caught up. So that combination of first up normal care plus delayed care that has to be caught up, plus keeping on vaccinating, plus on top of that, having to cope with COVID cases is something that's causing extreme anxiety across the board and is why we do need to keep an eye on that number over time.
Many have tried to get a glimpse of Australia's future by looking to what's happened overseas. The United Kingdom's so-called Freedom Day came back on July 19th, when all COVID-19 restrictions were removed at once. At that stage, 68% of adults had been fully vaccinated, and the country was averaging about 45,000 new infections a day. That number showed signs of easing, but has now risen back up to about the same level, leaving some in Australia apprehensive about reopening due to comparable vaccination rates. Australia's overall vaccination rate is now 61%, and the UK's is 67%. However, Professor Boy says the significant differences in how the two nations chose to reopen means they're not necessarily comparable.
We can learn a lot from the UK, but I think they can learn even more from us. We've taken a staged, a cautious, a sensible approach. Our Freedom Days have been more gradual, have been more sensible. We haven't gone into street parties nearly the same way that they have. And we will not suffer nearly so much as they have either.
The federal government's roadmap to reopening says after 80% of Australia's adult population is fully vaccinated, only highly targeted lockdowns should be implemented. However, Dr. Moy says governments should remain open-minded to other measures designed to regulate case numbers if the burden on the health system becomes too great.
I think it's really important to understand that our health system is, and the capacity of the health system to be able to maintain function is the key determining factor that has to be kept in mind in any opening up. We can't lose sight of it. Although we do understand that there's this real cry out for certainty from, say, business and travel and people wanting to travel, but that has to be balanced by what we've done right throughout the pandemic, a focus on health, and in this case, watching the numbers in the health system to make sure that the restrictions are appropriate in terms of both borders and also restrictions within the community to make sure that health systems don't get overwhelmed, because if that happens, then everything we've done is for naught, really.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.